Oh, yeah. Oh. Yes, let's do it.
Oh, let's do it. Take a hit of that. But it's just Cherry Coke. It's not booze or anything like that. It's just Cherry Coke. I'm a big fan of Cherry Coke. I love me some Coke. I love me some Coke. And you know what else I'd love me some of? I love me some of my hair. I love me my hair. The phrasing of this sounds fucking stupid. I'm well aware of this. But I love my hair. I got long hair. I haven't cut my hair in a long ass fucking time. The last person to cut my hair was my ex-wife. My ex-wife used to cut my hair. You know what? It's long. All I need is like little trims. I just need you to fucking trim it a little bit, like an inch or two here or there, just to keep it fresh, just to keep it healthy. I just haven't done it since the wife left. I want to do it on my own, but I'm afraid to do it on my own. I don't want to fuck it up. I don't want to pay for anybody to do it, and I don't want to ask anybody to do it. It might be fucked up at the ends, but you can't tell because it's curly. Here's the big thing, though, with my hair. A big event has happened recently. I've taken out the gel. I used to put gel in my hair. I'm a fucking obsessive, compulsive, anxious, neurotic asshole. And I need to keep things in order. So I would always gel my hair. I gotta keep that shit in order. It's curly, you know? It might get unruly. There's enough unruly shit going on that I can't fucking deal with, that I can't control. I'm figuring, you know what? I'm gonna fucking control my hair. So I used to always gel my hair. Always. My hair's been long for, I don't know, 12 fucking years or something at this point. Gel all the time. Always gel. I found something recently that's changed my tune on the gel. Black women like my hair with no gel. Holy mother of God. If I'd have fucking known that I could be attracting black women with my fucking hair but without putting gel in it, I'd have taken that fucking gel out a long ass fucking time ago. I love black women. And one of my friends recently, black woman, said to me, she's like, why don't you come to work with no gel in your hair? And she's seen it with no gel. One of the few people has actually seen my hair with no gel in it at the trampoline place. I did a podcast about that. I went to a fucking trampoline place. And I didn't put gel in my hair. As a matter of fact, there's an Instagram video of that occasion up. Why don't you head to my Instagram page? And maybe 5 minutes, you can watch that video along with other hot shit. But enough about me in video form. Let's go to more about me in podcast form. And more about my fucking hair. So she convinced me to come to work with no fucking gel in my hair. And then I asked another black woman. Take a look at this. You know, notice the difference? She's like, yeah, there's no gel in that shit. I was like, yeah, what's the take? What's the verdict? Should I put the gel back in? Gives me a disgusted look. Mm-mm, she says. No. We're 2 for 2 with black women now. Let me find another black woman. My girl Mac and Keish. Yo, Mac, take a look at this hair. What's your ruling on the hair? Are we going gel or are we going no gel? She's like, no gel. We're 3 for 3 now. This is getting to be serious business. 3 for 3, 3 black women prefer my hair with no gel. I'm interested now. This is starting to heat up. But then I started thinking, like, these people are my friends. You know what I mean? They're friends of mine. A lot of time, friends will compliment others or compliment their other friends, regardless of the fucking choices they make. It doesn't matter how ridiculous any kind of style looks. A friend, a lot of times, especially female friend, they're gonna fucking pump you up a little bit. Dudes don't give a shit. Dudes won't even notice. But lady friends are most likely gonna give you some props for whatever fucking decision you make. So I still didn't know. Then I went to Cleveland. I went to Cleveland with my buddy Sully. I went to a concert at the Grog Shop. There's a Chipotle next door to the Grog Shop. There is a black cashier there. I had no gel in my hair. Black cashier. We've never met. And she looks at me when I'm checking out and she's like, hey, I like those curls there. What do you got going on? I like that. I was like, really? Let me tell you something, anonymous cashier I've never met. I got fucking friends back home that say the same shit with this hair. Look at this. You're a big fan of this? This is the moment I've been waiting for. This person doesn't know me from fucking anybody, but we're deep in conversation now about my ungelled hair. She's like, yeah, I like that. I'm like, well, thanks a lot. You know, I appreciate that. Well, take care. You have a good day. And she's like, you too. Won't you keep those curls tight? Keep my curls fucking tight? I gotta keep the motherfucking curls tight? Holy shit. Like, I know I'm onto fucking something here. Now I know. I'm well aware. This isn't bullshit. Now, along the way, some white women and some other fucking women have told me that they like the non-gelled look too, but that's neither here nor there. Fuck that shit. I'm interested in the fucking black women liking the hair. Like, the gel is like black women kryptonite, apparently. It kept them away. Now that there's no fucking gel in, I'm like, you know, fucking Clark Kent's got the fucking glasses off of going to the fucking phone booth. I'm fucking Superman now with my non-gelled hair. It's a whole new fucking lease on life. Like I said, I heard some shit from white ladies too, but I mean, come on now. White ladies are at a fucking severe disadvantage with me right now because they're not black ladies. That's all I'm saying. So I'm all in. We're gonna be rocking this for a while. I saw Grandma the other day too. Grandma saw the non-gel. She fucking loved it. I was like, Grandma, I'm not going gel anymore. She's like, good. I don't like it. Grandma's been bitching about my fucking gel for years. And I was like, Grandma, you know what it is? You know what finally pushed me over the edge? Black ladies like it. I never knew that, Grandma. She's like, what? Whoa. I was getting shit, though. My buddy at work was giving me shit. She's like, you just like it because everybody else fucking likes it, and you like attention. I do fucking like attention, but I like managed attention. But I like me, and I like when people fucking like me. So if people like me and my fucking hair with no fucking gel in it, then I'm gonna fucking like the no gel in my fucking hair that people fucking like. You know, I'm just gonna fucking go with the way the fucking wind blows, you know? But it's strong. It's strong to quite strong, and I'm gonna fucking keep it up. So you're welcome, ladies, and dudes, too. Dudes, you want a piece of this? I mean, men know what men like, you know. You know you want a piece of this as well. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when you get your new podcast episodes. I'm on Podbean. Every episode's on Podbean. That's the host, the website or the app, Podbean. I'm on Apple Podcast. I'm on Google Play. I already pimped the Instagram page. I'm going to do it again at maybe 5 minutes. Look at me, please. I look so goddamn good. And you can check me out on Twitter, too, at JohnsonHateYou, or on Facebook. I'm going to put the episodes right in the timeline.